Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Love of Heart Movement Radio Show. This is Cheryl Jones, the Queen of Hearts, and I have the awesome pleasure of speaking with you the day before Thanksgiving for Questions with the Queen, episode number 69. Today's question was, what is a fun way to approach your goals? As I talk to so many people getting ready for 2017, it seems like that has been a definite theme that people are really thinking about their goals and really trying to plan for 2017. And I don't know, I've said to you guys many times that I plan about 6 months in advance. And actually now I've been planning about 12 months in advance because with the rate of things that are going on in my particular field, I have to know, be on the cutting edge of what's going on and how that's going to affect me and whatnot. So I plan about a year in advance. I have my major events of what I want to do for the year already planned out for 2017, and nothing is going to stop that. I just know that I have to be diligent about what I need to do. So I want to offer this advice to you as far as what you can do to plan for a wonderful, wonderful 2017. I have the acronym of LOVE. You know, I'm Queen of Hearts and I'm all about love, showing love and teaching people how to love others and love themselves and love God. So I wanted to make the acronym LOVE to tell you about goal setting. The first thing you should do is list out your goals. And I was just challenged on a podcast the other day to list out 101 goals. You see, I know that that sounds like quite a lot, and you may think, 101 goals, why would I ever do that? Well, I tell you this, the mind is like a computer, and if you put that computer on, you know, blue car, it's going to bring up every blue car that there is. If you put that computer on, you know, find out about football, it's going to tell you everything. Our mind is just like that computer. So if you list out 101 goals that you want to accomplish in 2017, it can definitely change your life. So I just want you, that's something I've never done before. I've listed my top 5 goals. I've listed even my top 20 goals or whatnot, but I've never listed out 101 goals. And the reason that they said 101 is everything needs to be and then some. So when you think about 101, list out 101 goals. And it may be personal, professional, or family, or just whatever you want to see in the next 12 months, really 13 months because December's not here yet. But in the next 12 months, what do you see happen? And if you truly believe that you can work on those things, nothing is impossible. I will just tell you that. Nothing is really impossible. So that's the L in love. The O is for opportunities. Have yourself open to opportunities that might come your way. I've left myself open to 60 speeches or 60, you know, talks for the next 12 months. And that's anywhere in the country or outside of the country. I'm just leaving that open to the universe, but I'm also putting some action steps towards that. I have myself open for any type of collaborations that I could get involved with, anything like that that I could really, really see myself really being involved with. So, so important that we do that. And just any opportunity that feels good to you, I will say it like that. Don't overthink it. Don't too much, you know, I want you to do your due diligence. However, I don't want you to discount a lot of things because you think this is not for me. Give yourself an opportunity to consider it. So definitely look at all your opportunities. The V in love stands for vision. I want you to have a vision of where you are going, not where you're trying to go. I want you to have a vision for where you are going because once again, like I said, your mind is like a big computer, and that computer will go where you tell it to go. It really will. Same thing with your mind. If you have a vision for what you want, your vision can become your reality. So I just want to encourage you to really have a vision for what you want to see happen. I see so many things for me in 2017. It's unreal. So I just want you to do the same thing. Have a vision for where you're going. And really, after you get that vision, the next step, and I'm going to do a part B to vision, part B is really plan out your vision. How is that going to come to pass? And sometimes, I'll be honest with you, you may not know the answer to the how. You may have to leave the how up to chance. Because I just truly believe if you're operating in your gift and where you're supposed to be, the how will come together. So I just encourage you to operate in your gift and know that the how will come together. But definitely be thinking about it. And think about outlandish, oh man, why would I say that? Why would I do that? Yeah, think about those things. Because many times that's where you can get the biggest vision and the biggest ideas for obtaining your vision. Okay, the next thing is E. And that E really stands for energy. I want you to determine now, without a shadow of a doubt, that you will increase your energy in the next 12 months. You see, when you increase your energy and when you're going after something, that helps you achieve those things. Energy is needed if you're going to do anything big, if you're going to do anything great. I will just tell you that energy is so needed, and it's such a opportunity to really change who's around you, who's attracted to you. All of those things are possible when you change your energy. People want to be around people that are going somewhere. I tell you, I always look for the energy givers. I want the people that are giving energy and just really excited and fun to be around. And that's what people are looking for nowadays. It's not business as usual. As we think about Small Business Saturday being this particular Saturday, when I think now of business that I want to conduct with people and how I want to engage with people, it's important that we know exactly what we want and who we want to conduct our business with. So I just encourage you to really think about your energy, because your energy will attract or detract people. So with that being said, that is a fun way to approach your goal. Go with the acronym of LOVE, L-O-V-E. The L is for list all of your goals. And I suggest that you list 101 of them out for 2017. That's what I'm going to be doing for 2017. The O is for opportunities. Definitely be willing to consider some opportunities for 2017 that you might not have ever thought about before. The V is for vision. Have a vision that you've never seen before. Have something. I've had something that was laid in my spirit a couple of weeks ago that I've already started to act on. I've already put some things in place. So just have a vision that you've never had before and go with that vision. And last thing is that E, get some energy. If you don't have any, get the vitamins, get the whatever you need to get some energy, because energy flows. Money flows where energy goes. So I will tell you that money flows where energy goes. If you are excited, if you've got a lot going on, if you're, you know, in the midst of relaunching something or launching something, I tell you, people will run to see you perform or go to the next level if you have some energy. So that is my suggestion to you for making your goals fun. I hope you have a wonderful Thanksgiving on tomorrow. This is Cheryl Jones, been the Queen of Hearts. I'm the Dallas social worker on the journey to international motivator. This is the Love of Heart Movement Radio Show, and this is Questions with the Queen, episode number 69. Have a wonderful evening.